All right. Good to be back home playing against a division opponent. Hopefully it'll be a home field advantage for us. Our fans did a tremendous job last week helping us in situations with the crowd noise, and we look forward to, you know, competing against Detroit, who's an excellent football team in the division. So it'll be a tough battle this weekend, and we're looking, getting ready for it, and we're preparing for it. Questions?
George, as you've watched Matthew Stafford over the years, how has he developed? What's the biggest way he's developed as a quarterback?
You know, the thing that he's really done the last couple of years, he's always had a strong arm. He's always been able to make all the throws. But his ability, just you can see how comfortable he is in the offense. The other thing he's done is he's moving around in the pocket a lot. He's scrambling to run. He's scrambling to throw. But just the control and the feel, you know, that he has for their offense and execution, he's doing an excellent job for him offensively.
George, what are your impressions of Daniil moving into that starting role and kind of how he's handled it early on?
I think Daniil is just what he is. He's going to come to work every day. He's going to work hard. He's going to try to do the things that we ask him to do. He's going to pay attention to the details of what we're trying to get accomplished from day to day, from week to week, from game to game. So, you know, what you see is what you get out of him. I mean, he's working tremendously hard for what we're asking him to do, doing a good job of, you know, everything that we've asked of him. And he just, you know, comes in to work, works hard every day to execute what it is we want to do. So he's a true professional. That's a good room to be in, because there's a lot of guys in there that are true professionals. And, you know, so he falls right in line with that group and does a good job.
Drawing as many double teams as you expected or more, I mean, kind of, and what's that doing, you think, for, you know, maybe freeing up Everson?
I think, you know, the success that he had last year, people are a lot more aware of who he is and do certain things protection-wise, whether it's helping with a chip or protection going one way or the other. So, you know, from that aspect of it, I think it does help. But, you know, every week is a different week. Every week's a different matchup. So it just depends on who we're playing and what they're deciding to do protection-wise.
Anything in particular against the run that he's done, you know, that you've been pretty impressed with?
He's done a good job of not only, you know, holding a point, but his ability to be able to get on and off a block. And he's very athletic, and sometimes he can get positions and get out of them that, you know, everybody can't do. So, like I said, his attention to detail in the run game has been good, and him understanding what we're asking by certain defenses that we run has been, you know, pretty good so far to start of the season.
The big key for you guys as a team, defending the run as well as you have so far?
I think it starts with our front four. I mean, those guys have done a great job of not only, you know, holding their gaps, but being able to get on and off the ball, block and make the play on the ball. Our linebackers coming downhill, being able to punch and get off blocks. And really a good job of our secondary as we get things to bounce to the perimeter of crack and crack replacing and doing a good job of tackling in the open field. So I think collectively it's been, you know, a group effort and the detail that they put in it from week to week.
What do you think has aided you in third down defense so far this year with the good numbers that you have?
I think our success, we always talk about, you know, like good pass rush and good coverage, you always go hand in hand, and we've been able to have both. But to be honest with you, I think it's the detail that our guys put in the work, you know, going into the game of, you know, kind of knowing the different matchups and what people are trying to do against us from week to week. And then going out and executing on Sunday. I mean, that's the one thing they've been able to do is they go out and execute the plan on Sunday, and we've been able to get off the field on third down. It'd be tough this week. I mean, this is a good team on third down. I think they're like 41%, and I think Tate's like the leading receiver right now in the National Football League on third down. So we'll have our work cut out for us with the matchups that they have this week and, you know, the quarterback getting the ball out. So, you know, we're looking forward to contest this weekend.
How would you assess where Tremaine Brock is at in learning the defense and getting comfortable in it?
I think the more work we're able to get him during the course of the week and going into games has helped him. But, you know, he's still, you know, in the process of learning all the different nuances of the position for how we play certain techniques and fundamentals and also schematically what we're doing from week to week. So, you know, he's working real hard to get those things polished up from week to week and asking good questions, and you can see his work out there on the field. But it's just going to boil down to continuing to work with that within the techniques and the fundamentals that we got going and his preparation during the week.
Change he has to get acclimated to in this defense versus San Francisco?
Well, he's done a lot of the similar concepts, you know, of what we do coverage-wise, but the technique and fundamental may be different. What we call certain things may be a little bit different. So I think the more reps that he continues to get, the more comfortable he's going to feel in those situations.
Last one. All right. Thanks.